What's up, guys? Welcome back to another episode of Married to Reality. I'm your co-host, John, here with my wife and co-host. If I find out she's the admin of a Paradise Women's group, y'all can kiss this podcast goodbye. It's the one and only, Teresa.
Hello, everyone. How's everyone doing? Listen, you know that I am against illegal immigration. So I'm against all these scammers. So I'm definitely not an admin of any group like that. You, also, unless you're talking about 90 Day Fiancé, I don't want to be part of any group.
What are you talking about? You are constantly on like Czech women of Florida, immigrants.
Sure, but I'm like, I'm lurking in the background getting mad at them for all the shit they say.
Okay, but you joined it for a reason.
No, I didn't join. Someone added me.
No.
Yeah, and I accepted. That's what I did.
Well, okay, but that's joining.
Yeah, like 10 years ago.
Okay, but you're still perusing those pages. You're
But I'm telling you, there are a lot of scammers on these pages. Like, oh, finally divorced, green card on the way.
Yeah,
that's awful. I'm there when I need to get upset. Then I will go and read these posts.
Yikes.
Not I know. Good.
Yeah, just think about it. There is a Czech Michael. And there is
a lot of them. The Czech and Slovak women.
Michaela, you would say, not Michael. Michaela.
The Czech and Slovak women group, it's good. Like, it's usually just little tips and kids and life in the US. And they all struggle with living in the States, which is for me, I'm like, why are you here? But anyways, sometimes it's like a fun reading. It's the Czechs and Slovaks in Florida that boils my blood.
Well, it's most people in Florida. Am I right, folks?
Those are the scammers who boil my blood.
We gave a TV to one of them.
No, he was a nice guy. He was a student.
Yeah, so don't just blanket statement that all...
I blanket statement all of them who keep posting about scamming.
Yeah, and that's just dumb.
That is very dumb.
Scamming. The number one rule of scamming is don't talk about your scam.
Exactly. They all think they speak Czech or it's all good. But listen, there's some normal people too. Once in a while they chime in. Usually they get ganged up on by all these morons.
Good.
So
send me an invite. Let me get in on that group. I want to see what's going on. I want to keep an eye on things.
You would need to keep an eye out on your Czech first.
No, I wouldn't. Haven't you noticed Facebook has a little button that says translate?
Yes, that's very true.
I didn't think I'd keep an eye on your family conversations. I'm like, I see what's going on, Uncle Roddick. I see you're having fun. I see you're having a little fun out there. I know what's going on. Anyways, we're not here to talk about Teresa's Czech Facebook groups. We're here to talk about Michael's Facebook groups, and we'll do that and more.
Paradise Michael.
Paradise Michael. Vacation Mike.
Vacation, yes. Vacation. I said it to you like a couple hours ago.
Okay. Well, we'll get into all of that. Before we do, real quick, a little business. Guys, it seems like Love in Paradise is winding down. That's okay, because what will take its place is another fantastic piece of television.
Yes.
The Other Way.
The Other Way with Shekinah and Sarper.
Can't get enough of that couple.
Cannot.
And some others who we will go into greater detail as we talk about that season, which I think is coming up in a couple of weeks. It will take the place of Love in Paradise on our Patreon and our Supercast. So if you want to hear our thoughts on that season, join the Patreon, join the Supercast, starting at the Cousins Club level. If you join at the Family Affair level, you'll get video of that podcast, of us recording that podcast, plus a monthly bonus. Of course, it's ad-free at every level. If you join the Patreon, there's a special chat feature, a chat room for members only.
Yeah.
Which is fun. So come check it out. Patreon.com/MarriedToReality, MarriedToReality.supercast.com. It's a good time over there. We have fun.
Good time, you guys. Good time.
All right. Also follow us on Instagram at MarriedToRealityPod. You can message us there, share your thoughts. Let us know. Are you the admin of any group on Facebook? Invite us, share. We want to know what you guys are up to and what you think of the show. So follow us at MarriedToRealityPod on Instagram. And also follow the podcast wherever you're listening. It's so easy to do. Just look down, smash that follow button.
Guys, smash it like it's as hot. excuse me.
Someone didn't
being
do their
homework. Unprepared.
Someone didn't do their homework.
I did not.
Oh, boy. Should we do it together?
Let's do it not together because I want to do it by myself.
Okay. I'm here to support you in any way I can. Smash okay. it. Like it's as hot.
As hot. As okay, support me.
Oh, well, I don't have anything. I wasn't thinking. I wasn't
damn
trying
it.
To. Oh boy, here we go. Smash like it says, as hot as Big George's appliance store. Because woo-wee, who doesn't like an appliance store?
It wasn't that hot.
All right, well, I'm trying. It's hotter than your lack of hotness.
I don't know why I forgot. I usually okay. don't.
Smash like it's as hot.
As hot.
As that Paradise Men chat group.
Sure.
No, let's do a good one together.
Yeah, let's go. Okay.
Smash it like it's as hot as Sophie's Moscow Mule. Really? I thought that was actually pretty good.
I mean, it's a classic.
How many have you thrown out, Teresa? This is your job. This is your one task, and you can't do it. You're just here to shoot down mine.
No.
Smash it
like it's as hot as so.
Oh, my God. Now you're just trying to upset me. Come on.
As hot as Ashley's debt.
Oh, God.
I don't know.
I hope you guys skipped this entire thing because that was not worth it. Good things normally come to those who wait.
Mm-hmm.
Not this time. All right.
Enough. As hot as the weather in Florida because it's in the freaking 90s again.
All right. That is the business. Here's a perk, guys. If you're on the Patreon or the Supercast, you don't have to listen to any of that because we cut all the business out.
I hope we picked up a few members just now.
They're gonna be like, I never want to hear that again. Subscribe. All right. Here we go. Before we get into the episode, let's do a little 90 day by the way, Teresa.
All right, I'm curious to hear what you have to say.
Number one, the story everyone is talking about.
Oh, yeah.
You know this?
Yeah.
Okay, you know this, but you don't have a smash it, but you know what my first by the way is going to be.
Please, just carry on.
Carry on, carry a baby, give birth to said baby. Kalani just gave birth to her third child. Her first child with Dallas, her new man, and her first baby girl. So she is a girl mom now.
So many of you guys send us this. So thank you to all of you. And I feel like to all of you, I replied, I hope that Dallas is a better partner than freaking Azuelo because she's been through a lot with Azuelo. First
sure.
of all, he was her third child until now.
Fair enough.
While he cheated on her, did all
13 times.
Kinds of shady things. On top of that, she had to take care of him. I will never forget when he worked at the ice cream shop. He was like a child.
Yeah. Well, at least he was working.
Yeah, handing off ice cream.
Hey, a job's a job.
True. Leave it for high school kids, dude.
Right.
But anyways, I hope Dallas is a better man than Azuelo for her.
Okay. Well, I'm not good with numbers, dates, times, but I was trying to do the math here. This happened awfully quickly because we don't know exactly how long they've been together, but we do know when The Last Resort was airing back in August. That's when she was telling us about Dallas, this mystery man. Kalani and Azuelo were still married then.
Yes, but airing in August, I think they shot it in the winter because it's Florida, but they were like wearing sweaters and stuff in the evening or jackets. Like it wasn't hot Florida like now.
Okay.
I think it was like a January Florida. It's the South. It's still hot, but it's not hot.
I'm going to go out on a limb and guess that she got pregnant very quickly because I feel like they've probably barely been together a year. Pregnancy is what, 9 months? So
what they say.
So it must have happened very quickly.
Very fertile. Good
very,
for her.
Very fertile. Yeah, I saw one of our friends, I think, said just like, if a man looks at Kalani, she gets pregnant.
Probably, but listen, she produces beautiful babies, so good
yeah.
for her.
Yeah, so we were surprised. A lot of you guys were surprised. Her cast members were surprised. Mother Debbie wrote, "Congratulations, I didn't know you were expecting." Just like,
it's all of us, Deb. It's all of us.
I just love that. It's like, okay. Liz wrote, "OMG, congratulations." So everyone was shocked, including us. But yeah, congratulations.
It's interesting that her being a 90-day star and not saying anything on social media about it.
Well, I guess. I think it's very early in this relationship still. So I'm sure she's excited. Who wouldn't be excited to be having a cute baby girl? But is she in love with Dallas even? Like, is this the man of her dreams? Was this just a rebound that is now the father of her child? Like, who knows what she sees for the future?
She seemed to be really into him, so.
Yeah. We'll see. We'll see. All right.
We'll see.
By the way, number two, Josh of Natalie and Josh, mm-hmm. or so she wishes, has been making some headlines. TMZ reported a few days ago that he's being sued by one of his models.
Oh, for what?
So allegedly he's been using her images and her likeness in promotional materials to promote his business, and he wasn't paying her. And so she's suing him for that. The details of the suit have not been made public. It is public knowledge that he's being sued for this. And he's in the news for that, as well as apparently he's been out and about with some big name 90-dayers.
Like out and about, just hanging out, or a relationship?
No, not in a relationship. So most notably, he posted a photo of himself recently with Darcy, Stacy, Florian, and Georgie at Miami Swim Week.
Nice. I'm glad to see that Darcy is still with Georgie, because
that's true.
There were some ups and downs on social media. So,
and when we were hanging out with them, we thought maybe this is it.
I love how we say hanging out.
Well, we hung out
with Florian for a little bit. He was very interested.
Florian would not leave us alone.
Oh, we hung out with Darcy too.
Darcy talked to us for like 10 minutes.
Yeah, that was beautiful.
Yeah. So, and that was in Miami as well.
Yeah, that's right.
Josh was hanging out with them. And then he was also out in Texas with Rob and Jamal the other month.
Rob and Jamal.
I don't know if they were doing like a club thing. You know how sometimes clubs will bring in reality TV stars to promote.
Yeah, that's such an interesting trio.
I think you get who you can get in those situations. But he's out and about. He kind of plays like he doesn't want to be involved in the 90-day world. But I would argue that this says otherwise.
The more 90-dayers say, yeah, like, I don't want to be involved in the 90-day world. Like, no, I'm not even watching it. They fucking watch it all, and they love to be involved.
It's like a negotiation tactic to be like, no, I'm not interested. Give me more money. No, I'm still not interested. Give me more money.
But exactly.
There are rumors that he and Natalie are together. There was a cameo she did for someone, and Josh was in the cameo, and this was recent. So
I think they must have the same type of relationship. They in and out, her losing her shit, they break up, him feeling bad for her or she needs something, they're back together for a little bit. Because I can see, and I love watching Natalie because of the train wreck that she is. I don't think she can sustain a relationship that's calm and natural and beautiful with someone like Josh, who's never been full in.
True.
Like, you can't change a guy. I know everyone's like, you can. You cannot. You cannot.
All right. You heard it here first, folks. Shall we?
Unless the guy wants to change himself. Sure. You cannot change him. Or a girl. Or a woman.
All right. Oof. Shall we move on?
Sure.
Speaking about terrible relationships, bad couples, people who are together, broken up, back together again, should we get into this episode? The reason we're here, Sunday night, 90 Day Fiancé, happily ever after, ? Oh, sorry.
Oh my gosh, like, you're saying I'm off my game, you're off your game.
I'm on a Celsius right now, and so I'm on a tear. All right, let me try this again. The reason we're here, Theresa, you and I together, both, me and you.
Forever.
Mano y mano. Sunday night, 90 Day Fiancé, happily ever after,
?
Season 8, episode 13.
Yes.
Yeah, it didn't feel right before. I raced right through it. It didn't feel right.
I'm like, what are you doing?
All right, it's the Celsius. It's the tropical vibe. I'm trying to put out a tropical vibe.
Yeah, I'm hydrating.
Good. I should probably something less, a little less strong. Okay. As we said, speaking about terrible couples, what should be their 1 week anniversary, Smollett and Liz, instead of celebrating, Liz is back in Arkansas with her mom, Patty, to pack her things.
You know what's crazy? Sometimes we watch these shows and sometimes we feel like, oh, this is drama's like producers driven, like Jasmine and Gina. Often I have this feeling that it may not be as real.
Oh, I used to feel that way about Jasmine and Gina. Now I think it's real.
I do agree with you and we'll get there, but
like this, a Jovi and Yara drama.
Yeah. But Smollett and Liz, like she is so distressed.
Oh yeah.
It's really sad to watch how distressed she is and how stupidly okay Smollett is with everything, trying to like joke. It's like, bro, you're not funny, but even if you were, this is not the time.
Well, it's such a defense mechanism.
That's
his level of maturity, is that this is literally one of the shittiest things you can do to a person is call off a wedding, not even tell the person that you're calling it off, and then send her packing. This is one of the worst things you can do. And he doesn't know how to handle it in a mature way. And so he's just being a classic Smollett douche about it.
I think he's being a douche is him compensating for his height.
No, I mean, that's deeper seated than just this. But I think, yeah, he's had to put on a lot of different defenses through the years because I'm sure he got picked on his entire life. And that manifests in different ways. This I don't think has anything to do with his height. This has to do with just his
douche-ness.
His emotional capacity, which is zero.
True. All right. So Liz and mom are begging Arkansas because Smollett called her, texted her and said, hey, when are you coming to get your stuff? Right? That's the only communication they have had since she moved out.
You needed a hazmat suit to go into this place.
That really made me feel dirty just watching it. Ew.
How quickly it turned into a bachelor pad. She moved out 3 weeks earlier. That house has not been cleaned since. A dish has not been cleaned since.
Ew.
That floor has not seen a vacuum or a Swiffer since. It's unbelievable.
Yeah, and the spoiled, rotten food, it's just disgusting.
I mean, he's too busy with his pontoon is what it comes down to. He's like, I'm done with expensive cars. Now I just want to party on the river.
I mean, he's onto something with a pontoon.
Pontoons are fun. $10 says his pontoon has a Smollett flag flying off the back of it.
Oh, for sure. It has stickers all over.
It's like a pirate version of Smollett.
I feel like we should get a pontoon.
If you learn how to pronounce it,
That's what I said.
Say it again.
Pontoon.
It's like a frying pan of a boat.
What you say it.
Pontoon.
Pontoon?
Yeah.
Sounds like something I would order at a Chinese restaurant. Pontoon.
No, I mean, that's like, maybe like a wonton.
We should look into pontoons.
We did. They're expensive.
To rent.
We can rent.
To rent is expensive. Maybe we'll invest.
No, absolutely not. They say you got to have a friend with a boat. You don't want a boat. You want a friend with a boat.
I know, but we don't.
We don't have friends.
We should rent a pontoon soon.
Okay.
Okay.
So Smollett goes on this rant, which is just like the icing on the douchebag cake about how he can't imagine any guy staying with Liz. The way she acts, I can never imagine a guy staying with her. I can never imagine her keeping a guy.
That's such a shitty thing to say. And he's trying to like save his ass saying, I love Liz, but.
But I can never imagine a guy staying with her.
Dude, I can't imagine anyone staying near you. A guy or a girl or a pet. I know you have a dog, but I think the dog is being forced to be there.
Yeah, this is the shit you say when someone breaks up with you. You're like, ugh, well, who would want that person? I can never imagine anyone wanting to be like, you called off a wedding. You broke up with her. You broke her heart. She sat in some Arkansas coffee shop and cried about how she doesn't want to live her life without you. And you're like, oh, I can never imagine a guy being with her. It's like, oh, it can't get any worse than this.
Yeah. And like Liz, I think she was really crying on the way there, right? Once she gets there and small Ed is just being a douche, for a moment she gets very upset. And I'm like, that's good. Keep that attitude. Be mad. Be mad because he's such a douche and that's all you should remember and move on.
Did you hear when she saw like the spoiled watermelons and she's like, what the fuck? And small Ed goes, what did I tell you about cussing around my dogs? They can hear.
Yeah. He's such a douche.
What, moron?
Such a douche.
What did I tell you about cussing around my dogs? Are you kidding me?
Such a douche.
Those dogs have way better manners than you, Smollett.
Oh, yeah. And then he just, like, sits there watching them instead of, like, literally lending a hand. Like, as you said, he called off the wedding, not even told her, have her move out, and you're not even going to help? So he's sitting there and says, hey, Mom, I didn't expect you for the price of one. Ha, 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 ha.
I think he said two for the price of one.
Two for the price of one. And Mom is like, maybe you should have been a man.
Well, maybe you should have done a better job raising your daughter.
What like, a dude. I would like slap him if I was a mom.
This was like a WWF wrestling match waiting to happen. I expected him to like jump up on the kitchen island, do like a DDT elbow drop on her. This came out of nowhere.
What a moron. Like, honestly, either help them out or leave the house and let them pack. Like, don't just sit there and complain about Liz cursing around your dogs. Like, the dogs don't want to be there.
Yeah. And again, I could almost make an excuse for this behavior if she was the one that left him at the altar. And is like, you abandoned her. Why don't you learn how to raise your daughter? Like, if she broke your heart, I can almost give you a pass to behave this way.
Yeah.
But you're the one that ripped her heart out and stomped on it. And now you're telling Patty she's a bad mom and Liz is a bad person and no one wants to be with her. Like, how do you figure you can get away with this type of behavior?
Yeah.
So he ends up walking into his room and like spills a huge protein shake on the carpet or something.
And he starts wiping it with a towel.
Hey, something he probably wouldn't have done if Liz wasn't there. He would have just left it.
Ew. I was like, that's karma, bitch.
Yeah, no, it's carpet, bitch. And it's stained. Okay, shall we move on?
Let's move on to Angela and
Michael.
We told our friends on the Patreon last week about our upstairs neighbor.
Yeah.
I wonder if she's listening now.
She probably is.
Probably. Hope she's doing all right.
Angela, you've been a shady man, Michael. This is the opening scene. She's still very, very pissed.
Yeah. Michael slept on the chair in the hotel room.
Yeah. And this whole thing is just her getting pissed and more yelling and more pissed because it starts with Michael calling the visa his visa.
True. Which, okay.
I would say my visa too. It's not your visa.
Yeah. It's his visa. Nothing wrong with that. And he apologizes.
That's all he does.
He does. He's good at apologizing, which sometimes you apologize so much that it's just meaningless.
Yeah.
And I really don't like apologies. I've always told people, I'm like, don't apologize. Just don't do it.
If you do it, I think you need to apologize.
I guess.
You have to. Unless you don't mean it.
Right. So he does apologize. He says, I'm sorry for telling you to go back to the States. I just felt like it may take a while to get the visa and you don't need to stay here all that time. And he says, I've been on the internet. I've been in visa journey groups and I saw that it could take a while. And so that's why I said, no need for you to stay here. Go home.
So basically he's telling her that he made up the 2 weeks. He wasn't told by the immigration officer
right.
It can take up to 2 weeks. He made it up based on the assumptions he learned in the visa journey group.
On Facebook.
Angela, you can see the boiling water coming out of her ears. Like, she's just so pissed.
Yeah, and this was one of those couples where I thought maybe there's some producer involvement in this drama. This is so real.
Oh, yeah.
This is so real emotion, anger. It's visceral. And I watch this segment and I go, how did he ever make it to the States? Like, how do you come back from this? And he actually gets to Georgia.
I don't know, but I hope we'll learn, because Angela's like, I feel you lying, Michael. Just give me your phone. So he gives it to her.
I want to see the group you're talking about.
So she discovered a different group, the Piggy app.
What are all these checks? December, 30,000 contribution. What? Well, here we go again. And she starts losing it. Michael, 2 checks. Michael, 3 checks. And apparently he has this Piggy Bank app. And a lot of people use it, he says, rich, poor. And you put money into it. You save. And he says, I'm saving for a rainy day. Which,
yeah,
that's good. Like, it is a good thing to do.
I was wondering, I was like, they got into that fight or whatever. He left. How is he surviving? Well, the Piggy app.
The Piggy Bank app, yeah. And it's a little shady, I guess, to be stockpiling money behind your wife's back.
True.
But, I mean, we're very transparent.
We
each have our own bank account, and we have a joint bank account. And most of our money goes to the joint bank account, but a little bit goes to our individuals. And we know how much is going to our individuals.
Yeah, but we also like talk about, like, if one of us gets a bonus or so, like, we tell each other. We don't, like, hide money from each other.
Right. So I don't think there's anything wrong with the fact that he's got his own account. It just is a little suspect if it's a complete secret.
Yep.
So Angela obviously loses it. Continues looking through his phone and then goes, Paradise Men. Paradise Men. Let's check. You're a group administrator, Michael. And Michael's like, these are just people going through the same journey as me. Michael, no one is going through the same journey as you.
No. But Angela, she's like, look at all these like older women. And apparently they're talking about life insurance, and when they pass away, they pass away soon, and the guys were inherited the money. Like, this kind of sounds a little scammy, what she was reading.
It's a little scammy. It's a little scammy. Now, out of context, anything can seem suspicious. There could be perfectly good reason for why there are photos of stacks of money next to old women's faces. We don't have those reasons.
Yeah.
So it seems scammy, but... yeah, she saw the email about life insurance and was like, is this bitch planning on killing me? And then she keeps scrolling and finds a voice recording of Michael. And Michael's like, I also have 2022 tax returns of Angela.
What do you, like, seriously, what do you need it for? Like,
the visa.
Correct. For the lawyer, right, or the immigration. You don't share it on your app. But I hope that's, he was just telling people like, you, I also have the 2022 tax return.
Right. He's the group admin of Paradise Men. And so he's just there to help other people going through the similar journey.
Well, he's been trying for so long. Plus, he's been dealing with Angela on top of that. I think he deserves to be an admin.
Yes. He's filled with knowledge. He has so much inside knowledge he can share with others.
Yeah, but Angela, she's like, they have my goddamn information. They're going to come after me and steal money.
I mean, this is alarming. Again, in the right context, there's nothing that suspicious about it. But out of context, this is very alarming that he's talking about her tax returns, life insurance, secret bank account.
Yeah.
So I'm very curious to see how they go from here to Hazelhurst.
Yes, I hope we'll get a little snippet of it. Like, maybe towards the end, they somehow reconcile, because this is nuts. Angela gets so pissed that once again, she gets in a cab alone. He's a goddamn snake.
Of course.
I've been doing great Angela today.
It's not bad. All right. I think this is a good place to take a break.
Wait, we didn't get to the hotel yet.
Yeah, we did. You breezed right through it. That's when she found the life insurance.
Oh.
I was just going. I was yes-anding. I was rolling with it, Teresa, because I know you're off your game today. And
no, I'm not, but I just had a lot to say. So it's all like combined, mixed in.
Yeah. I should go and back and see if we skipped anything. Because
no, we didn't. He's a goddamn snake.
All right. Now can we take a break?
Yes.
Collect yourself, Teresa. Calm down. Have a sip of that water.
Okay.
All right. We're going to take a break. We'll tell you about our sponsors for this episode, and we'll be back in a second.
Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.
And we're back.
Hello, Jonathan.
Hello, Theresa. How are things?
Things are good.
All right. Shall we make our way to Michigan?
Michigan. Let's get some new washing machine and a dryer.
How ironic. After Jasmine aired all their dirty laundry, that Gino now needs a new washer and dryer.
Yeah, and Gino did some research. He's looking for something cheaper with the ejector.
No, Teresa.
What?
Agitator. I have my own agitator right here. She's sitting across the table from me.
Okay, so fun fact.
No.
I have no idea how to spell it. So I tried, and this is what I ended up with, ejector.
You would have been closer if you wrote alligator. He's looking for a washing machine with an alligator. No, an agitator, but at least it has the right letters.
I would love to have a washing machine with an alligator.
No.
What is it again?
Agitator.
Okay.
Why don't you update your notes? Because Gina's going to say it about 9 more times this episode, and I want you to get it right.
I don't know how to spell it.
Agitator?
Yeah, I got agitator.
No, agitator.
I'm just going to opt out from saying it. I'll let you.
Okay.
Well, I should have asked you how to spell it. I just thought I can wing it.
See what happens?
I love when you were just like, no. No. No.
All right. So, moving on.
John, the grammar police. Okay.
Yeah. Well, I give you three. I give you 3 strikes and you're out. And I feel like you've used them all up the first half of this episode.
This is what I call it. The hole I poured the softener in.
You think that's an agitator?
I
think
that's what he was showing. That's in the middle. We have it. This is in the middle.
I think the agitator's got to be some special attachment that kind of like pokes and prods the
clothing. That's what it had, but the middle of it, the top has a hole where I pour our softener.
Yeah, but that's not the agitator. That's where you pour.
It's on top of the
right. The agitator has got like the little like maybe claws or something on
the
side.
Yeah, it's at the bottom, but then the top, that's what I call it, the hole.
Okay.
So, all right. Okay.
So Jasmine doesn't really care that much about the agitator.
She wants something pretty.
Aesthetics over agitation.
Yeah.
And she's looking at some nice things. But then Gino spots one for $500 that also has an agitator in it.
Deal.
Sold. So, of course, it all comes back to money. Jasmine wants to spend a little cash on this beauty pageant. Gino says, hey, we don't have the money. But now all of a sudden he's Miss Daddy Warbucks over here when it comes to a washing machine with an agitator.
I was thinking that too. Well, apparently earlier he had a lunch with Uncle Marco, who said, just give it to her and hopefully she's going to be happy and things will get better.
He put it on the credit card, which not always the best thing to do if you don't have the money to put it on the plastic. But
true.
Okay. In this instance, I think it probably was the right thing to do.
Yeah, so Jasmine is happy, but then she says, well, I'm happy and thankful, but not to you, but to Uncle Marco.
Well, this is where it gets sad for me, because Gino whips out the Amex and charges the pageant, but he goes, I have some expectations now, right? It's not just like, I'm going to do this out of the kindness of my heart. He says, I'll do this, but I need you to do a couple things for me. And what he needs is so sad. It's not like what I want is a golden shower tonight. Like, it's not anything fun. He's like, I'd like you to not start arguments. And I know you're not going to be able to do that. So when we do argue, please don't say hurtful things.
Yeah.
It's like, this is so sad that he feels like he needs to buy Jasmine's kindness.
Yeah. And Jasmine says she does not say hurtful things.
I'm going to say BS to that.
Yeah. And she feels like Gina treats her like a dog. Like he's like training her, like giving her something so she does something else for it. It's like sit down and there is a treat.
Right, right. Gina thinks he's a god, but he's a bald man.
He is a bald man. That's true.
Who would know? We never get to see.
I don't know if you ever picked up on it, but when Gino is in distress or he thinks or he's just hanging out, he has his default face is a sad face.
Mm.
He's like, what do you call this? The corner of your mouth?
Sure.
Usually for a lot of people, it's either straight. It goes a little higher for mm-hmm. the happier people.
Understood.
It goes down on both sides for him. He just looks so unhappy when he just puts on his default face.
RBF.
Hmm?
RBF.
What does it mean?
Resting bitch fedora. No, resting bitch face.
That's not the resting bitch face is you mad. That's not your default.
RSF. Resting sad face?
No. RD.
Resting.
Default face.
But what is the default?
This is the default. Look at me.
I know, but what is that emotion? That's RBF. Not,
that's like when I'm
that
just
was RB,
like,
a capital BF.
No, this is when I'm like, I don't feel anything. I don't think about anything. I'm just maybe walking down the street and maybe thinking about little things that I forgot to do. Nothing big. This is me.
Okay, show me again. REF. Good band. Resting emotionless face.
Yes, yeah. But we all have it, right? For Gino, he just looks sad in that stage. A lot of people just look normal. Like, are you
so
happy?
So it's RSF.
What does he mean?
Resting sad face.
For him?
Yes.
But that's not, because when he does have a resting sad face, I think it gets sadder.
Okay. Well, that's just sad face. Then it's not resting sad face.
Okay.
Anyways, here we go into a classic Jasmine-Gino fight where Jasmine says something mean and then Gino just copies it and says it back to her. So Jasmine says, real men are providers and they never throw what they've done in someone's face. And Gino's like, well, real women are attractive and they're calm and gentle, not argumentative and angry and bitchy.
I love how he added attractive.
Yeah, an attractive woman is calm and gentle. I just love how anything she says, he just says it right back. Like, well, you're a terrible lover. Well, you're a terrible lover. It's like, think on your own, man.
I think he learned to get to that point. I think at the beginning of the relationship, he just kept quiet and she was throwing stuff at him and stealing his head. And I think the more they've been together, the more fights they've had, he got to the point that he's like, that is the only way for me to fight if I use her own words against her. I'm not saying it's correct. It's not. Like, be a man. Don't be a freaking child and make a stop to this or say what you think. But no, this is what he does now.
Yeah. It's kind of sad that the toothbrush throwing is like the least offensive thing that's been done at this point.
It's like a child. Like, when you're in preschool and someone pushes you, you're going to push them back.
Right.
Because you're kids, right?
Yeah.
That's what they do.
Yeah. So Jasmine's like, well, if I'm not a real woman, what are you doing with me? And Gino says, that's a good question. And leaves Big George's.
Yes. Oof.
Classic Gino and Jasmine segment.
Classic.
All right. Let's move on. Let's talk about Sophie and Rob and Claire. Lady yes. boss. Boss lady.
Mm-hmm.
Ready to confront Rob.
Yeah, so Sophie talked to Rob. Apparently, he told her what Torai suggested.
Yeah, Sophie doesn't think there's any truth to that. She's like, if I were using someone for a green card, I would choose someone with money.
That's what I said.
Who has a bathroom, which I still disagree with. I mean,
because it's at least you're getting something out of it. Okay, you could get the green card maybe, but you have to be with this person for a little bit. If you're going to scam someone who at least has some cash.
Yes, but it's not easy to scam someone who has something. It's easier to scam someone who has nothing. And that person gets to go, oh my God, this pretty girl wants to be with me. Of course, let me sign the papers right now. A guy with a bathroom in his place, he's going to think twice about just signing papers for just anyone.
True.
So that's my thought. Anyways, Claire's like, well, we're from London. We have free healthcare. We don't need green cards. It's like, nobody was talking about you, Claire. What are you even doing here? Why are you on this season?
Yeah.
I can't stand even looking at you. You're frustrating me.
And he kind of, she kind of says, well, Sophie, I'll go wherever you are. I always do. I'll be near you. I don't want to leave Mexico, but I'll go to London. And Sophie's like, well, you literally can tell that she does not love being that close to her mom all the time, because she's like, well, mom, if I go to London, you don't have to come with me. You can stay in Mexico.
Claire's a hanger on her. Claire's got nothing going on in her own life. And so she's trying to hitch her cart to Sophie's wagon. It's like, grow up, Claire, get your own life. Mm-hmm. Sorry that your boyfriend or whatever broke up with you, but you got to move on. You can't. She thinks she's like two peas in a pod with Sophie.
No,
absolutely not. And she's just causing trouble. She's not making life better for anyone by being there.
No, but she wants to confront Rob. So they meet at a bar. When Rob comes, they hug, they compliment each other.
I thought Rob was being very mature.
I think Rob definitely, I don't know if he's taking like a CBD or something, but he's been way calmer this season than he was in the last one.
Agreed. And that's the story arc we see time and time again, is like villain season one. More acceptable season two. We saw it with Emily this season. But here's the thing. Claire just wants to start shit, I think, for the sole purpose that Rob is possibly stealing her free ride right out from under her. It's like, if Sophie and Rob are together, no more slumber parties. Claire has nowhere to sleep. Claire's going to be homeless. If Sophie goes back to Rob, Claire's out on her own. And so Claire wants to try to sabotage this relationship and tell Sophie what a shitty guy Rob is, just so that they can be two peas in a pod together.
Yeah. So she keeps saying like, your marriage is a train wreck. And she just starts like bashing him. And Sophie's been taking her upside a little bit, because Claire brings up the whole sex store outfit.
Mm-hmm.
And Sophie's like, well, he wasn't being rude on purpose. It just happened. And Claire just finds something else. Like, you're a nasty person. And kudos to Rob for not freaking snapping at her.
Yeah.
I would.
I would too, except you look across the table and you realize, oh, this person's mentally unwell. Like, you look at Claire and you go, oh, she has some real problems.
True. That's
and you can't point. You can't get upset with someone when you know, like, oh, they're sick in the head. And come to find out, right, we saw the news stories, Claire is definitely sick in the head. And so I think that helps you stay calm, just knowing, all right, well, I'm going to sit here and drink my drink, and we're going to get out of here, and she's got to deal with her things, and I'm going to be the bigger, better person. But Claire is just hurling insults at him. You're a disgrace. You're the biggest gaslighter twat I've ever met. And then she starts crying. It's like, why are you crying, Claire?
She's playing the victim, and she walks away.
I have an idea.
Okay.
Power couple. Claire and Small Ed.
Oh, my gosh.
Can you see that?
I think they would, like, kill each other.
Please make that happen on the next Single Life. They're both just the most toxic assholes ever.
I would love to watch it. They would destroy each other.
Yeah. Please make that happen.
And Small Ed said he's now dating women closer to his age.
Yeah.
So Claire is right up his alley.
I could see Claire on a Pantone. Let's make it happen. So yeah, Claire starts crying, stands up, wobbles out on her crutches. So it was just like, all right, I'll go with you. And she went and talked to her mom for a minute, but then goes back to Rob. Like, she's clearly trying to reconcile with Rob. She knows Rob's not as bad as Claire wants to make him seem, but she just doesn't want to have to choose sides.
Yeah, she's like, I don't want to be in the middle. But then she says, I wish Rob was nice to my mom. It's like, I think he's very nice to your mom, considering what your mom is telling him.
Yeah.
And listen, I'm not a team at all. I'm not his fan. He definitely was being rude last season. He did cheat on Sophie. So I'm not all, whoa, Rob. But I think him being calm and just staying calm and cool, that's nice to Claire.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. That's all she deserves at this point.
Yeah.
All right. Speaking of parent issues, Patrick, Thais, John.
I feel bad for Patrick, actually, because they keep ganging up on him about his dad and his dad using him. And I get it now. Like, yes, Jose is definitely making money off of Pat. But I'm curious. Maybe there is something deeper. Maybe he's sick, or maybe he just cannot work. Or I don't know.
I don't know if we knew this before, but it's reinforced now if we didn't, that Patrick's mom passed away.
Yeah.
A few months ago. So I don't think we knew that.
No.
She had cancer. And so his dad is really the only person he has left. So that's another layer on top of things that make it a little trickier to kind of separate good and bad.
Yeah.
And right intentions.
I do feel bad for Patrick, but he also sees a little bit of Jose trying to like use them, because he says, probably we won't have the party there because I don't want to renovate the place or buy rocks.
But that's it. He just thinks it's going to be too much work. I don't think he sees it as my dad trying to take advantage of me. He's just like, well, this is going to be a lot of work if we're going to have the party here, and that's not worth it. It's not, oh, I don't want to give my dad money.
And then they start talking about the apartment, and Thais and John think that they should sell it, which Pat doesn't want to because his dad makes money off of it, even though Patrick spends $20,000 a year on the apartment, not living there.
Which, it's like, again, not a math wizard over here, but that's like close to $1,700 a month, which is seemingly, I would think that's pretty expensive.
Well, first I was like, well, you're not doing a good job renting it, but I don't think they are, because apparently Jose does laundry there.
Yeah, well, I mean,
if you're renting the apartment, you can just keep showing up and do your laundry.
I think it's probably a short-term rental, if it is. So he probably pops in between guests, which if he is, I would say, yeah, by all means, you can do your laundry here. But I also want you to change the linens on the bed and clean the bathrooms. And let's work on this rental property together. But it doesn't seem like that's the case. It just seems like Jose takes advantage.
And Pat is like, I don't want to get rid of it. Like, it's a sentimental value, because when he was dating Thais, they stay there. And it's like, I get it. I think the reason why he doesn't want to get rid of it is because it is helping his dad, and he doesn't want to stop that.
Yeah, well, he should just give his dad $500 a month then. Send dad money, like we've seen so many other 90-day or something, and pocket the other $1,200 a month, because it doesn't seem like it's a income generator. Yeah.
Not for him. Maybe for Jose.
True. So new night, all the families are meeting for dinner. We got Father Jose, Father Carlos, Thais' mom Angela.
Yeah, and apparently they never met before.
Which I do find surprising. It's like everyone.
Me too. They're born in Brazil. They speak the same language. Like, for our parents, the first time they met was at our wedding. So it was, what, 4 years in, right? Which, I wish they met earlier. It was just not that easy, right? And they don't even speak the same language. For someone who live in the same town, speak the same language.
Yeah. But hey, just because your kids are together doesn't mean you guys really have anything in common. Yeah.
And then Thais says something that stirred the pot. And I don't think she meant it, but she says, well, we wanted to do this dinner as a tryout for Alice's party to make sure everyone gets along.
I don't think I heard that.
Yeah, and Carlos just immediately brings up that Jose is charging his own son for his granddaughter's birthday.
Yeah, yes. Which I wonder how Carlos even found that out.
Well, I'm sure Thais told him.
I guess so. Carlos and John had a bit of a bromance going on.
But Carlos loves John, and it's interesting to me because it's almost like you don't like Patrick yet. You want your daughter to be with someone like Patrick, not with someone like John.
True.
Like, if Thais was with John, you would lose your shit, Carlos.
I think Carlos has such disdain for Patrick that him and John having a relationship is just to rub it into Patrick even more. Like, oh, look at that. Me and your brother are tight because I hate you so much. Oh, Doesn't that piss you off?
And I felt bad for Jose because he looks very sad. He's like, that's none of your business.
Yeah. Yeah, we'll see. That's really all we got from them. But coming in hot.
Coming in hot.
With that sort of line of questioning.
All right. let's hash out this whole ex situation because...
Let's hash it right out because I'm calling BS. This was never going to happen.
Yeah. So obviously it is Emily and Kobe waiting for the ex when two women are approaching and Emily's like, which one is she? Oh my gosh, she brought a friend. And Kobe just laughs. He's like, that's not her.
So there's two possibilities here. Kobe lied and said, oh, I texted. Mm-hmm. And let's go and we're going to meet her. But he never really did. Or this is all production. This is all story. I do not believe that Kobe said, come meet me. And then she just stood them up. I don't believe that third option. Mm-hmm. I think either he lied and said he texted her and he actually didn't because he didn't want to have this meeting, or TLC fabricated this whole thing. Those are my two possibilities.
But what happens is that Emily says, I don't want to leave without any answers, okay? So Kobe gives her the answer and says, we never officially broke up, which means, bro, you're married, you have 2.5 kids, and you're basically still with her? You never broke up?
That's the dream, am I right? Having a wife and a girlfriend, gentlemen, am I right?
Really?
No, but
you know you're sleeping on the carpet tonight, right?
But here's the thing. Let's break down this timeline. Because Emily and Kobe met in China. Mm-hmm. It was lust at first sight. And she got pregnant. They weren't planning on having a child, right?
No.
And then because she got pregnant, they stayed together and got married. So it's not like he was in a relationship, had a girlfriend, and then was like, yeah, let's have a baby, let's get married. No, he had a girl back home, and maybe it was fizzling out, and he hooked up with another girl in another country and ended up getting her pregnant, and that's why they ended up getting married.
Well, I think maybe they would have stayed together without the kid, who knows, but that definitely changed things for Kobe, and he said, I just wanted to focus on you and be with you.
Right.
I think it's shitty that he didn't tell the other girl. Like, I guess, I mean, it's called ghosting. We all have done it, especially if you lived in big city like New York, because it's a thing. But it's a shitty thing to do.
But my point is, Emily and Kobe were basically a glorified one night stand. And then
they were hanging out and like, I don't think they were a couple, maybe, in a relationship.
She got pregnant, and so then they became a thing.
Yeah, but it wasn't a one-night stand. I think they were actually, like, dating.
I guess. But her whole thing was like, what? We got pregnant and married, but you had a girlfriend? It's like, you guys only got married because you got pregnant, and you didn't plan on getting pregnant, so that whole thing was an accident. And so what? He was talking to a girl back home. He was dating multiple girls, as you do when you're dating. And one of those girls got pregnant and he chose to be with the girl that got pregnant.
Yeah, but again, that's all fine. But he should have told her. He should have,
He said, I told the other girl that you got pregnant and I'm going to be with you now.
But then he said, I never broke up with her. So what does it even mean? That's just him using poor words then.
I guess. I don't know.
What you're saying. I think when you're dating someone, you date other people unless you have the conversation and then you are exclusive. So that was fine, but he should have ended it.
Well, he said, once you got pregnant, I texted her and said, I'm serious about Emily and it's time for my next chapter.
So then don't say you never officially broke up. That's not him.
He never broke up officially before she got pregnant, but the pregnancy wasn't planned. Mm. So that's my point. Is once you realized, oh, I am now forever tied to this woman, he told his ex his now ex, hey, I'm with Emily now. But he wasn't planning on getting her pregnant, so he was just dating around and seeing what he wanted to do, and he ended up getting Emily pregnant, so he chose to be with her. I don't think it's that bad.
True. Well, Emily feels like he kept his ex as a backup, which is kind of true. But if they weren't serious, then unfortunately, that's what the youngsters do.
That's what the kids are doing these days.
Yeah. So Emily wants to know that, were you in love with her? And he's like, no, I wasn't in love with her. I'm in love with you. I was in love with you. And that's good enough for Emily. And I'm glad that she's maturing too. And she says, I know I need to let this one go because we have a great relationship and we love each other.
Yeah.
So let it go.
Frozen.
Yeah.
Attractive couple things.
How do you know about Frozen?
Attractive couple things frozen in camera.
Oh, what a bunch of morons.
What a bunch of morons. All right. Last and certainly least, Ashley and Manuel. Manuel just learned about Ashley's $100,000 debt.
Yeah.
And doesn't like that she's spending her money on other things. He never liked that she was spending her money on other things, but now especially doesn't like it because she should be paying down her debt.
Well, Ashley said she told him about his debt before. Here's the thing.
I don't think she did.
I don't think she did either, but having student loans is, it's unfortunate, but it's very normal in the U.S. Kids get in debt way before they can even find a job, so her doing that, it's not that mind-blowing. Her, I don't know, I hope she's trying to pay it off.
Yeah.
I don't know if she is, but.
Yeah, in America, you either have student loan debt or your parents have student loan debt.
Yes.
Very few people, I feel like, can pay off their school or get scholarships.
Well, yeah, true. But that's not like this in Europe, so.
Yeah.
Well, I had to pay too, but I didn't go to a fancy college. I went to a state college.
So Ashley's like, yeah, I told him before. He doesn't remember. I call BS because all this man cares about is money. And I think if you told him that you were $100,000 in the hole, he would absolutely remember that.
Yeah, but
he,
again,
he remembers every coffee you ever bought. He would remember if you were $100,000 in debt.
That's a good point. But he also needs to learn and understand that it's not like she spent $100,000 on coffee and now she's in debt.
In a way, she spent $100,000 on coffee because I don't think she's using her degrees for anything.
True. True. I don't know. It's a, like, if you told me when we started dating that you have $100,000 in debt because of your college, I would be like, it sucks, but I can't hold it against you. I just hope that you're saving and you're paying it off. You put money aside from her paycheck.
Yeah.
You don't just let it go.
I would like to know what her degrees are in because we know she's a spin instructor. We know she tries to teach witchcraft or something. So
witchcraft and wizardry. It's like Hogwarts.
All right.
Don't get me started.
Moving on. They go to the store and they need to buy some groceries. And Manuel now has the perfect way to turn the tables on Ashley because it was always Ashley saying, oh, you're so secretive. You never tell me about what you're doing with the money. Well, now he gets to turn the tables and be like, you never told me about your debt, your money issues.
Yeah. But then he judges her for grabbing the more expensive carrots. You should just grab the carrots. Get the fresh carrots. They're not wrapped in any plastic.
Okay.
They're usually a better price.
Okay.
But anyways, he's mad at her over all this, telling her she needs to pick up the cheap stuff. But then he says, so I spoke to my brother. He needs $300 for something. I'm not going to tell you. It's my business. That's crazy.
This is crazy. And I understand helping your family and I understand helping your mom.
Your kids.
Yeah. What does your brother need cash for? And if you're going to send money, I would like to know where it's going because we are family, right? And as Ashley says, I'm your family, but I'm not your bank. And here's the thing. If you want to support your family, that's your right. And it's a beautiful thing to do. But now Ashley is your family, and so she has a right to know, especially because it's her money, but even more so because now she's part of the family. That's her brother-in-law. So what does her brother-in-law need the $300 for?
Yeah, here's a hot take. He's not sending the money to his family.
Piggy bank app.
Yeah, he's saving them because he does want to leave her eventually, but he'll need some money to start.
It is a hot take, and it would make a lot of sense, and I think that's probably a concern of hers. But here's the thing. Ashley feels that there's trust issues. Manuel now feels that there's trust issues. Communication and transparency is how you build trust. So if Manuel thinks there's issues, if Ashley thinks there's issues, be transparent, communicate, And that's the only way you can build trust. And they're unwilling to communicate and be transparent. Yeah. That's why this is so infuriating.
Yeah, it's crazy because Ashley's like, I just gave you $1,000. Like, what did you use it for? And Manuel says, that's none of your business. That's my business.
No, it is her business, actually. It's her.
It's absolutely her business.
It's her money and it's her business and it's her family now. And you guys need to talk to each other.
And you're mad at her for buying a coffee, but you're asking her for a lot of money. $300 here, $1,000 here. That's a lot of money.
Yeah. Talk about it.
Mm-hmm.
All right. That's the episode. Oof. We've talked about it. Thank you guys for listening. If you guys want to hear more, if you want to hear our thoughts on Love and Paradise, we're talking about it over on Patreon and Supercast.
Yes.
Patreon.com/MarriedToReality and MarriedToReality.Supercast.com. Nope. Patreon.com/MarriedToReality. MarriedToReality.Supercast.com.
Yes.
There you go. It's ad-free. It's business-free. None of that business up top. We throw bonuses once in a while. Family Affair level gets a video of the podcast. It's a good time. And we're going to be talking about The Other Way over there very soon.
Yes.
So head on over. Also, make sure you're following us on Instagram at Married to Reality Pod. Call in over there. Share your thoughts. What do you think about the episode, the season, anything?
Mm-hmm.
You guys watching the TikTok documentary? What's going on? Tell us your thoughts. And also, make sure you're following the podcast wherever you're listening. It's so easy to do. Just look down and smash that follow button. Teresa's had an entire episode to think about what is hot. So what is hot, Teresa? Smash it. It's as hot as...
As hot as Sophie's outfit.
No one even knows what she was wearing.
Everyone does because we saw her opening packages at the beginning of the segment.
What was she wearing?
Like this top, red top and a skirt. Maybe it was a dress. Rob liked it too.
All right. Guys,
this is good.
I'm going to make
there
sure.
Was nothing else was hot.
I'm going to make sure Teresa has a great smash like it's hot next week. Okay.
I'm going to make sure John has some good, by the way.
Well, that's not up to me. That's up to the world. I just report on what's happening.
All right.
Okay. So smash like it's hot as whatever Teresa just said. Smash like it's hot as a Pantone, Teresa.
Ooh,
a damn Pantone.
That's hot. We love Pantones.
All right. Smash like it's as hot as that. And last but not least, if you haven't left a review, please do. You guys could leave us a couple tips on hot things.
Yes.
Maybe. All right. Smash it like it's as hot as you fill in the blank. So there you go. If you leave a 5-star review and you write something, we'll read it on this podcast right here.
Yes.
Okay. I think I've said it all.
I've said it all. I need to sneeze.
Oh, all right. It means we'll talk to you guys soon. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.